If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Starting today, the FAA is doing away with the mandated cancellations at all of the nation's 40 largest airports. These cancellations tied to the government shutdown. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live from SFO. It comes just in time with a busy holiday travel season right around the corner, Mike.
That's right, Steve. We have a clean flight board and really some short security lines here this morning. It's quite a turnaround, but from a week marked by cancellations and delays stemming from a combination of the government shutdown as well as the weather. Now, many have spoken with this morning say it's something they were keeping a close eye on. Corbin is on his way to Denver.
Definitely dreading a little bit. We were lucky we took the Amtrak out here, and so we were like, okay, if there's a fallback, there's a fallback. We were hoping that it was going to work out, and fingers crossed, and so far it is.
In a statement, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the department is now focusing on its efforts on hiring more air traffic controllers, as well as building a new state-of-the-art air traffic control system. Now, there are reports that some carriers didn't cut the mandated percentage of flights during the shutdown. The FAA says it's investigating. Industry analyst Henry Hardeveld says some carriers started canceling fewer flights over the weekend.
They'll probably do some flights to be symbolic.
Now, come next week, it will be a busy week for travel for that Thanksgiving holiday. SFO spokesman Doug Yackel says the busiest Thanksgiving travel day here will actually come this week.
We think this Friday will be the busiest day. We think we're going to see about 160,000 people in and out of SFO.
Now, really few problems to report around Bay Area airports so far. Just two cancellations, 26 delays at SFO. No cancellations and just a small handful of delays at both Oakland and San Jose. Reporting live at SFO, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Mike, thank you. Perhaps we can forget the doom and gloom narratives about San Francisco's downtown. A new report from DoorDash suggests the city is leading the nation in recovery. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live now from downtown San Francisco. Matt?
Yeah, Steve, this DoorDash data show that commercial address deliveries in San Francisco for lunches surged by 15.7% over the last year. That's more than six times the national average, so that's a big jump. Many of those orders are coming from newly opened restaurants. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie.
San Francisco's on the rise. There's more people leasing space than leaving space for the first time in 6 or 7 years.
But many small business owners are still skeptical. I spoke with Valerie, who owns the Flower Cart. It's a flower shop in downtown. She thinks that workers are ordering DoorDash because, well, not enough restaurants have reopened since the pandemic.
There's nobody wants to open their business. That's why a lot of people who's coming in are DoorDashing.
The office vacancy rate is still pretty high in the city, over 35%, although that number has been declining so far this year. Live in downtown San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Matt, thank you. California Latino Republicans appear to be split on the president's immigration policies. New study out of UC Berkeley finds almost half of Latino Republicans do not support deporting longtime immigrant residents compared to 30% of white Republicans. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us, experts say this could mean waning support come the midterms.
A year ago, the president made historic gains among Latino Republicans, which helped him win re-election. But many of them are no longer backing his aggressive stance on immigration. The study from the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies found 28% don't like the president's idea of ending birthright citizenship. 45% say ICE agents need to show clear identification.
He's not really going to do this, or this really can't happen, or it won't be this bad. It was hard to tell how far things would go.
Christina Mora is sociology professor and institute co-director.
About a year ago, the economy would have been top of mind. Today, the economy and its pain points are still certainly present alongside, you know, immigration strategies and tactics that are hard to ignore and that are hard to look past the obvious implications for sort of discrimination towards Latinos as a whole.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Your KCBS News Watch continues. Whether it is restaurants or hotels, the World Cup next year in the Bay Area is expected to be an economic boon. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges has more on how Santa Clara city officials are hoping to tap into that.
Costs to the city of Santa Clara for hosting the World Cup next year will be reimbursed by the Bay Area Host Committee.
So we're very fortunate on that.
Santa Clara Mayor Lisa Gilmore.
What's going to happen? We'll have a big uptick in transient occupancy tax, our hotel tax, from our restaurants and whatever sales tax we get around here.
Gilmore says they're now focusing on community engagement and events.
Our small businesses, we're also trying to bring them in because this isn't just a one-time event. Than even like Super Bowl. It's over a month-long period.
In Santa Clara, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
If approved by the Okolonis Union High School District Governing Board, Miramonte High School in Orinda could soon have one of the few gymnasiums named for a female athlete. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has more on the push to name the gym after a star WNBA player who got her start right here in the Bay Area.
What was it like to coach Sabrina Ionescu? Her high school coach, Kelly Sopak, gets asked that a lot.
It's good and bad. Ultra competitive. But what was great about her, and I said this even after she left, of course you're always going to miss having the best player, but what I missed was her presence, that she was available every single day. She never missed a day of practice, never missed a drill.
And he says, as most of us do in high school, she evolved during her time playing in this very gym on the Miramonte High School campus.
She was a tremendous athlete, tremendous player, did tremendous things on the court, but she wasn't necessarily the best leader. And her teammates, especially the ones in her class, they got to see that evolution. And by the end of her career, she was a tremendous leader. And now it speaks volume. She's leading teams in the WNBA with her off-court leadership and on-court leadership. So it's great to see that that happened right here.
Hundreds have signed a petition to name the gym in her honor. Her former high school teammates are pushing for it, as is the school's principal. Freshman Josefina was headed into JV basketball practice.
I think it's important to have like a woman like representing our school and having like people come and like kind of have that kind of role model.
It would be almost one of a kind in the state, an athletic facility named after a woman, let alone one still at the top of her game as point guard for New York Liberty.
I think that's the best part about it, is oftentimes when you hear of something being named, it's when people have been past their prime and no one still alive remembers them, or if they do, they're telling stories, where in this case, this is going to be something present and current.
At Miramonte High School, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
A body found near Big Sur does appear to be that of a missing 7-year-old girl who was swept out to sea on Friday. The remains have not been positively identified, but fire officials say a body matching the girl's description washed ashore yesterday afternoon. The girl's father, identified as 39-year-old Yuji Hu of Alberta, Canada, died trying to rescue. Dozens of people affected by car versus pedestrian incidents met at City Hall last night for the 11th annual World Remembrance Day. Here's KCBS's Jack Ferris.
Believe it or not, 3 pedestrians are struck by a car every day in San Francisco, and those numbers are only getting worse.
San Francisco is a walking city, right? We're a dense city where 1 million-plus people are walking around every day, even if it's to their car, right? And considering the size of our city, we have a lot of people hurt and killed us pedestrians in particular.
That's event organizer Marta Lindsay, who points out the new dangers on the streets in the last decade.
Way more delivery vehicles, right? Uber, Lyft, all these things didn't really exist 10 years ago. Distracted driving. It's a lot. And it's made our streets much more dangerous.
In September, the Board of Supervisors passed the Street Safety Act, an initiative Lindsay hopes gets all the attention from the proper channels.
City leaders, Mayor Lurie, and the supervisors as well, to really push these agencies to get plans in place and deliver on what's in this act, because it would go a really long way.
In San Francisco, Jack Ferris, KCBS.
A well-known Bay Area disability rights activist and author has died. Alice Wong was 51. Her friend said she died of an infection Friday at a San Francisco hospital. Wong was born with muscular dystrophy. She used a power wheelchair and an assistive breathing device. The MacArthur Foundation last year recognized Wong with a genius grant for her efforts to raise awareness of people with. If you fly a lot, you may not like this one. The Trump administration is moving forward with a plan to allow airlines to stop having to pay passengers for long delays. Here's reporter Art Sanders.
The Transportation Department is officially withdrawing the cash compensation rule, which was introduced by the Biden administration, allowing for meals and lodging to be reimbursed for passengers who are delayed 3 hours or more.
Airlines hated this move. They didn't hate it. They despised this move when it was proposed under the Biden administration.
Travel industry analyst Henry Hartefeld says the airlines were eager when Trump won the election to move to rescind the passenger protections. So now,
what the airline does for you will be up to the airline.
18 Democratic senators have signed on to a letter to the Transportation Department urging it to keep the cash compensation rule in place.
Art Sanders, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.